UT's going to win, right?
They've got to, man.
Oh, it's a routine fly ball. He'll catch it.
Easy catch. They practice this every
easy
day.
Easy catch.
Wait, what?
Oh, oh, no. Stanford wins! Dude.
This is so typical.
It's so painful.
Oh, my God.
I mean, as an Aggie, I have to say, I don't think UT has ever lost in a more A&M fashion.
Oh, definitely not.
Than they did last night. That poor guy, too. I, like...
Oh, my God.
It's kind of funny, just as far as...
I mean, for you, maybe. How, I went to that school.
Well, I mean, but, yeah, it's worse for you. That's why I wanted to open with this clip.
Well, I'm like, if your team had showed up, we wouldn't be in this situation.
Well, I mean, if my team had showed up, I'd be in Austin right now, not working, watching the Austin Super Regional, probably with you.
I mean, that'd be amazing. So basically what we're,
most
what
likely
we're saying
day
is
drinking.
That A&M ruined it for all of us.
Look, what I'm saying is A&M ruins everything for everybody. Shouts out Enron.
Shouts out Enron.
And also, yeah, that's a little thing
that's
we sweep
little,
under
like,
the rug. Just, hey, by the way, most of Enron's staff, especially the accountants, were Aggies. It's not because they were actually insidious in their deeds. They just didn't know what they were doing.
Well, anyway.
Welcome to Texas Reacts, by the way, everybody. We are reacting to a couple of videos that we got loaded up today. We'll be back to our normal, regularly scheduled programming next Monday. But we're going to be putting out videos like this once, maybe twice a week, just depending on what happens.
Yeah.
Opening clip was the heartbreaking walk-off that Stanford had against the University of Texas last night at the Stanford Super Regional tie ball game, two outs, man on first and second. It's a cakewalk. Let's get the guy out. Let's go into extras, have a legendary game. Routine fly ball gets lost in the lights, falls right in front of the right fielder, who at 19 to 20 years old is probably not going to sleep for the next couple
Somebody
weeks.
Somebody should check on him.
I mean, here's the thing. Good thing it's not football or he'd be getting death threats.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, at the end of the day, baseball's gay. We all know that.
Well, it is.
Well, it's not gay for the Texas Rangers, but for everybody else, happy pride. As a UT Longhorn, just what is it like to watch this clip?
You know, as much as I want to say I'm super disappointed and sad and broken up, I'm just used to it at this point. I never expect UT to come through for me. Having been a diehard Longhorn for the majority of my life, I'm pretty used to our sports team letting me down.
Yeah. Is it safe to say that UT has stooped to A&M level mediocrity and disappointment over the last couple of years?
It certainly seems that way. And I'm not saying it's my fault. I'm just saying it seems to have started when I started going there.
Well, it was about a year or two before you got there. Really, there was the Rose Bowl with Vince Young, 2005.
Then on.
All things. And I think what people don't realize is the UT baseball team won the College World Series either that same year or the following year. I think it was 2005-2007 was two really, really good UT baseball teams. And since then, y'all are just wallowing in absolute profound Barack Obama mediocrity.
Man, we are the most mediocre.
And it's great to watch.
So we
honestly,
lead average.
Because as an Aggie, I have the benefit of, at this point, it's comical.
Right.
It's fun.
It's fun.
Funny.
It's like a nice little B-roll.
Yeah. We're like a rooster with Down syndrome. We're cute. We coo at the wrong times. And you love to have us
around.
Yeah,
you're like
Tony
Romo.
You know, no one's... But y'all are like the prize bull that can't get it up, which is a way worse farm animal MLB. If you said, hey, you can be the prize bull who can't get it up, or the Down syndrome rooster, which would you pick?
Down syndrome rooster.
Everyone would say Down syndrome
rooster. I've seen Moana. That rooster's a star.
Honestly, yes. And everyone always forgets about the chicken from Surf's Up as well.
Yeah.
The hit animated penguin surf movie.
You know, there's a shout,
voiced by John
Hader. Our newest biggest fan, Danny, the Japanese translation of penguin is roughly business bird.
Really? Do you think that's because of the Empire Penguin, or just like, all penguins
have like tuxedos? Yeah, yeah.
They're very
they're so professional.
Professional penguin. LOL. Awesome. Well, let's see what your girlfriend Brett Cooper has.
Liberal tattoos. Are any of those on your arm related at all, or is it just a smorgasbord of Popeye stuff?
Liberal tattoos. Tim Buck says you don't understand the Sanskrit on your arm. Liberal tattoos. You realize you have conflicting ideologies on your body, don't you?
Liberal tattoos. You're not even a Buddhist, dickhead.
Liberal tattoos.
Huh? Oh my god. Why does anybody get anything political tattooed on their body anyway? That's just weird. Somebody said, conservative tattoos of a lion, rose, American flag, and Punisher skull. Somebody else said, liberal tattoos being dumb, conservative tattoos being dumb. I probably would get my brother's name, maybe 1776, and I don't call that political, I just call that being grateful for where I live, and that's probably all.
Nah. Liberal tattoos! Are any of those on your arm related at all, or is it just a smorgasbord of Popeye stuff?
Sorry, I'm still getting used to the sound form. Yeah, I know. Do you think 1776 would be a tramp stamp for her, or would she keep it more probably down the arm? That's like a more girl tattoo, like, yeah, right?
It's like either down small that down there. That one, or like it's the bicep one right across.
Yeah.
Maybe something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Or she could sneak it behind the
behind
ear.
The ear. That's a very
but
popular
one. That would almost look like a prison marking.
Maybe.
You know, like, hey, prisoner number 1776.
I don't know, man. I wouldn't want to be in prison with Brett Cooper. I think she'd rule the yard.
Well, I think she would find her way out of prison somehow.
Oh, somehow, yeah.
She would argue herself out of it. But this video is actually pretty old. It has almost 1.5 million views on the comments section with Brett Cooper. Probably our biggest claim to fame was being unmentioned but featured on
the comments section.
I can't let it go. Our name is at Texas Pod. It's right there. You can easily, if you're going to share something, see how I've said Brett Cooper 8 times at this point and have shouted at her channel since I took this from her channel. She's going to get views now from us.
Sure.
So thank you, Gunner. But a couple of people had texted us like 3 months ago one morning. Hey, you guys are on Brett Cooper's channel. And I have since thought of two things. One, she for sure has a crush on you in my little fantasy world that I live in. Because y'all's internet celebrity power couple name would be Beth Super.
That's a pretty
good
name.
And I'm just not over how good it is. I also think she keeps eyeballing you in this video because in her head she thinks that's a transgender Brett Cooper in that video. Like, you're literally they/them Brett Cooper.
Am I really? Is that the estimation?
In a good way. I mean, again, look, happy pride. I mean it in a good way.
Associated in the same sentences as Brett Cooper. She's awesome. The comment section is great.
I love.
I do think that they somehow managed to choose the like tamest comments that we have on that
honestly.
Video. That video has some of the most insane backbiting. It, like, insecure, inflammatory, like, just volatile comments that you could possibly imagine. It's so toxic.
It's so toxic. I mean, there are some people that are literally saying, I'm sending this from my meth lab, go die. Or, why don't liberals just choke on a something-something and die? Everything ends
like,
in
and
die.
And you're like, what? It's a comedy thing.
Yeah, I'm not over 1776. I'm an American, a patriot, yada, you know, God bless America. But I can't get behind years on your body as a tattoo because I just want to go to those people and say, hey, is that your zip code? Just what? Cool, man.
Your zip code
has
an extra number on it.
Yeah, well, that's an area code.
Oh, yeah, wait. Oh, yeah, zip code. Zip code's.
Right?
Yeah, no, you're
right.
Is
it four number?
7-8-7-6-1.
That's 5. Years
are at the moment.
1776. Either way,
Jamie, can we cut the part
looks
where
like
we don't know the difference between area zip and dates? That'd be great.
Area zip and dates. Well, hey, we went 3, 4, 5, so
we're good.
But yeah, how did you feel when we were featured on your future girlfriend Brett Cooper's channel?
I felt like, hey, we're right where we're supposed to be. It was a good indication that the things that we do make their way across all the different platforms and the people who need to see it do. It was really validating.
If, if Brett Cooper was listening right now with her confidant Candace Owens in the room, who we also have a video about that y'all can go check out. It's really flattering.
It's not about Candace Owens.
It's not, and anyone smart can know that. What would you say to her? Just if you had your one shot at dating, at confirming she's 18 and then having a shot at dating her, what would you say?
Admittedly, I do think I'm a little bit older than her target demographic, and I think that her level of success might put her above my particular dating pool. So all of that out of the way. Hey Brett, you want to go get matching tattoos of 1776?
Nice. I thought you were going to say of her brother, and I'm going to say that's messed up, but funny.
I don't know, man. She's obviously intelligent and beautiful, and I listened to her interview on the Ice Coffee Hour podcast. And
is that one of those Daily Wire shows?
No, it's a completely different show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and her whole story, if our audience hadn't heard it, is pretty incredible. You know, starting out, she's super driven, kind of fell into where she is now, but through hard work and perseverance and just, you know, a lot of respect for that person.
Yeah, and sounds like her mom's pretty cool too.
Yeah, next time she's in Austin, we should try and get her on the show and get, like, you and I can get the Texas tattoos and she can get 1776.
I mean, I think we should hold her to it.
Come on, let's hold her
frankly.
Content, you know?
Content,
you know,
I mean,
Brett,
like,
in exchange for not mentioning the Texish podcast, we will pay for your tattoo, but you got to get it with us, and we have to film it.
I will fly her out. I will pay for your flights. I will not, in any circumstance, way, or form, insinuate that you and my brother are going to end up dating at all while you're here. I will only do it behind your back and online where you see it later. And we will get tattoos and do the whole content thing. So we're going to hold her to it to see how patriotic she really is. Okay.
All right, Brett.
Do you want to see
court.
A bunch of, speaking of hard driven women, do you want to see a bunch of women get driven hard into the ground?
Oh God, what are you going to show me?
So this is from the Johnson County Rodeo this past weekend. And this bull is just wrecking women. Trying to get it. Oh!
Oh!
Oh my God!
No! Why?
Oh my God!
Just to pause really quick for anyone listening. No, there's a minute and a half left, and I just want to pause really quick and say, anyone listening, what we're watching right now. Shout out my brother-in-law Corey Harris. He sent this to me. This is from this past weekend at the Johnson City Rodeo. There was a women's steer wrangling competition for the grand prize of $200.
Just $200.
These women could get in. It's Johnson City. It they're
fair.
Poor. So they get into the arena with this steer that has the rope
around
his dangling.
Is this a steer? This
yes.
is a steer. This
That's
is just
steer.
Another example of why a trans athlete shouldn't be allowed to compete. Biological women.
Happy Pride. Because I think most of these identify as women, and they are getting pummeled into the ground. And I can't tell which one's more my favorite. Either the women that run up to it and then stop right before they get close enough to touch it and just realize how dumb this is, or the women who are so full sin that they are actually getting thrown in the air by this
steer. I remember
steer.
At camp,
there's
we
one.
Like, we had that part where we wrestle.
Yeah, the calf.
And this is like
the
a
calf.
Full-grown steer.
This is a 4-H person probably won state with that steer. And little did the steer know, my next competition is just to plow through women. I'm wondering though, are you rooting for the cow or for the women?
No comment.
Dishonor.
Listen.
Dishonor on your whole family. Dishonor
cow,
on
this
you.
Cow is,
dishonor
is
on your cow.
Running through this crowd of women, like somebody told it, if it didn't decimate the entire population of Johnson City, it was going to get made into hamburger. This cow is dominating.
I think the owner showed this steer a McDonald's bag and just said, "You know the deal." And then this happened. All right. This chick's about to get planted. Watch this girl right here. Maybe it's that one.
Easy, come on, girls.
I think it's... Oh.
$200 for them women.
Someone's got a nut up. Someone's got a nut up. Oh my word. Coming back around.
How is this legal?
I also, you know, back to your why trans athletes should compete in separate events. I'm going to point it out. They're using a male bovine right now. So disadvantaged women, just saying. Right, so stand it still.
Somebody better get in there.
Who's next? Who's next? The clown is getting out of the way so fast.
Well, the clown knows better.
Oh.
This
is amazing.
I love Texas. When I let the seniors play the front.
This is literally. Oh, I think someone's about to get annihilated.
Can you
right
pause
there.
Pause that on just the right moment.
Yeah, look at.
Oh my
god. So,
gosh.
What do you think she's thinking right now?
She's thinking, is $200 really going to cover this medical bill?
She's thinking, maybe I actually should call that domestic violence attorney because the threats. We're not worth it to get in here. How many first dates do you think are here right now?
Women in this ring are on their 100th day. They're trying to get away from something.
Yeah. They're running from something. All right, let's see what happens to this. She got carried. What? Oh. The $200 was tied around its ear.
Oh, my
god! So that's how they got it.
So all you had to do was grab the $200.
I mean, you just said all you have to do after we watched 30 women get pile-drived like a WWE Undertaker just...
Oh, my god.
Like, actual... Wow. This is amazing. I'm going to see if Jenny would want to do this.
Cool.
Anything else?
Ladies,
she don't know it's over.
The chick who won is just like,
yeah, all right. She ain't gonna listen to you.
All right, get away from the steer. Let's not do that.
The steer does not know when the game's over.
God, why is it always the fat ones? Anyway,
for the record, they had to rope the steer. To get it under control.
To get it to stop, because steers don't know the game's over.
Anybody trying to listen to this episode, please pop over to YouTube and watch it, because this is insane.
And this was amazing. Or, you know, even Google Johnson City Rodeo, I'm sure it's going to pop up. I just want to know who was in the think tank that thought, well, when they get the $200 off, the steer will know to stop. Game's over.
It's a trained steer. We trained it to stop when you take the $200 off. Yeah. What we didn't account for massive amounts of adrenaline running through the steer system.
We thought only 5 women would show up, but then we saw 30 that looked like this get in the ring, and we thought, oh no.
They're tied at 200 to 30.
I mean, here, I need to know if this is the first iteration of this, or for years the Johnson City
this
Rodeo has said all the local women... Get in the arena, bragging rights, and a little bit of change. Get that steer. I also can't stop laughing at how easily the clowns evaded the steer.
Well, they weren't trying to like get the $200. They were just trying to stay out of his way.
But I mean, they were getting closer than all of the contestants, and then getting
the
out of the way.
Clowns are trained professionals. They went to school for this. Do you think that whenever you go to clown school, that's like an optional segment?
It is to
go rodeo clown.
I feel like it needs to be, but from what we know,
it's like face paint,
most
party, you know, party balloon animals, and
well, I mean, like Dean Stanfield, yeah. Most rodeo clowns were cowboys that were bad at riding things, so they just decided to be on the ground. They're better on their feet than they are in the saddle. Is I think what we've gathered.
Oh man, same.
But yeah, this fully reminds me of at camp when once every session. It was counselor versus camper dodgeball.
Yeah.
And you just knew there's one kid that hasn't showered. Uh-huh. He hasn't called me by the right name. He hasn't obeyed anything for the last 10 days, and I am about to throw a tennis ball at his nose. I mean, that, man, I love Texas.
Christian Youth Camp.
Oh, Christian Youth Camp.
Where we send your kids home with broken noses.
Hey, full hearts, broken noses can't fall away from the Lord. Let's see what happened here at the So 72-ounce steak. I think he got it in under 6 minutes.
Even the cooks can't believe it.
Wow.
He's got it. 528.
Wow.
528.
That's pretty impressive.
Jeez. It's an incredible
second fastest time in Big Texan history.
So that is.
So we were talking about this yesterday. Yeah, so
Big Texan.
People think that's the fastest. No. The fastest is held by Molly Schuyler, who's also a competitive eater. She ate it in, I think, 3 minutes, 28 seconds.
This guy,
who competes on the Major League Eating Circuit, got it in 5 minutes, 28 seconds. So I like the contrast we have here. You know, we had women losing to a steer,
sure.
But now we have a guy losing to a woman eating a steer.
Well, in fairness, she probably has more practice eating meat.
Nice. I didn't see that one coming. That was good. Zing. Comedy. But yeah, so Big Texan up in Amarillo. We've covered this before. The 72-ounce steak challenge. 72-ounce steak, baked potatoes, salad, shrimp cocktail. And I think it's a whole bread basket. Like, you have to eat, I think it's 3 to 4
It's
rolls.
More than one roll, right?
It's more than one. I feel like it would be sort of weird if
it was
just
also this roll. I wonder if you did the thing where you have to, like, you dip your bread in the water so it goes down faster.
And just sweat. Yeah. And I think a lot of people always think that this challenge has not been conquered very often. It gets conquered
like
all the time. People do it. You have 45 minutes to do it. But doing it at this speed is kind of atrocious. And I'm wondering, though, because this guy is a major leaguer.
Yeah.
He's a professional.
He's a pro.
Does this count as far as on the list of fastest times? Does he get to be on that list, or is there a different list as far as?
So I think this,
because
this is like the Barry Bonds effect. Like Barry Bonds. You have to recognize the game, but there is the acknowledgement that he's a pro, like, you know, competitive eater.
Yeah, asterisk.
Right.
He's
got an
asterisk, right?
Sure. But because
I feel like there's one. Yeah, I mean, I'm not taking away from what he did. Also, why is he so ripped?
I think a lot of the competitive eaters figured out because they have to eat so much volume, they need to burn it off and create capacity for greater calories.
So they're,
so
they're
just like, why not?
225 bench press.
Just all
and,
day, yeah.
Yeah, I think I would rather run the Leadville 100 than even attempt to do this in 6 minutes.
Oh, man, because you've done this, right? You've attempted this. Or which one did
I've never attempted this. I did the Round Rock
Donut. Yeah, that's right. You did the Round Rock Donut.
Which is not an actual challenge.
No, but it's a
personal
challenge.
Me and you just
challenge.
Drove to Round Rock Donuts when I was 13.
Oh,
and
man.
I had decided in my head, I'm going to eat it all by myself. And
yeah, great call.
With a side of donut holes. And you got to remember, they make the Round Rock Donut using a paint bucket. Like, that's how they cut it out. Make the donut. And what we didn't know going there, we were driving from our uncle's lake house on Lake Travis to Round Rock. There's no seating there. It's either drive through or walk in. Maybe that's changed over the years. This was 15 years ago. Wow. 2010. So we went to a park in the beginning of June at 10 a.m. So it's 90 degrees. I ate the entire Round Rock donut and the donut.
I'm
holes.
Still impressed.
Felt like I was on top of the world for about 5 seconds. And then I've never felt grosser in my entire life. It was horrible.
I still can't believe you ate it all. I was flabbergasted.
Look,
it was not my intent.
Legitimately,
for the record, I did not be like, "Hey, Gunner, eat this whole thing." You just proceeded to eat the whole thing.
No, I told you, "Hey, Seth, take me to Round Rock Donut so I can eat that whole
thing." And I thought you were like, "Yeah, we're gonna eat the whole thing." I thought you would stop.
No, I was.
So tell me.
I mean, here's
your
follow-up
question.
It wasn't that hard.
How did you feel after?
I legit felt like I was going to die. I really thought that because you know when you feel nauseous and like there's a brick in your stomach and you just feel like you're being pulled into the earth?
Yeah.
I felt like that, but for 12 hours.
Oh my gosh.
And it was the worst feeling ever. I want to jump back to the video though, really quick. Because my favorite thing is, if I can pull it up really.
Even the cooks can't believe it.
Show me the guy. So I like that the phrasing here is even the cooks can't believe it. Because we've been in the panhandle before. We've been around people. That guy's not thinking, I can't believe it. He's saying, this is the nastiest thing I've ever seen.
He's like, I can't believe you're going through it that fast. Do you know how long it took me to cook this? At least taste the meat.
He's like, will you please take time to appreciate the Malden salt and the grill marks? Like, this is actually
like, I worked really hard on this.
It's like, it's not that he can't believe it. It's just that he wish he wasn't doing
that,
it.
That's the look of somebody who's questioning his entire existence and why he tolerates this.
Yeah, that's the look of somebody who thinks maybe they should just go back to Texas Roadhouse, where this shenanigans is not happening on a frequent basis. Yeah, and have you done any food challenges before?
Yeah, actually I have. So whenever I was back in college, this is like 2011. You know the Drag, it's that main street at the UT campus. Yeah. There's constantly restaurants opening and closing. One of them opened called Rasta Pasta. It was a Caribbean-themed pasta joint. So, like, you got penne and spaghetti, but they had, like, jerk chicken and things like that. So I get there.
It had everything a white person would put into a Caribbean kitchen named Rasta Pasta.
100%. So it very much catered to a specific demographic, and my roommate was part of that demographic. So we went over to try the Rasta Pasta, and I'm looking through the menu, and I see this like super spicy item. It's got like 10 fireballs or whatever. And I was like, why not? Let's try the spiciest item on the menu. That sounds fun.
Give it a shot.
It's Tuesday. Yeah. So pasta comes to the table and I'm eating it and it's pretty good. And I realize about halfway through the pasta, I'm sweating. My nose is running. My eyes are like, I am crying.
You're like a steer about to run over a group of women at the rodeo.
It's pretty good, but it's not great. So I'm considering like not finishing my meal. Waiter comes by and he looks at me and he's like, oh man, I've never seen somebody get through that much of that pasta before. You know, if you finish, you get your picture on a wall, a t-shirt, and free pasta for a month. And I was like, really? He's like, yeah. And I was like,
bring it on. Bet. Yeah.
So for the next 10 minutes, I dedicated my entire being to shoveling this infernal pasta down my gullet.
Oh my gosh.
And it was covered in just big hunks of habanero and like giant chunks of scotch bonnet.
Can you even taste anything or is it
not
just
at this
hotness
point? At this
going
point
near,
it's just fire. It's just fire going on. I can kind of tell there's like a citrusy sweetness to it because they're using scotch bonnets and habaneros. Like Carolina Reapers and those peppers hadn't really been popularized yet, so they weren't quite to that point. Thank God.
Yeah.
About 25 minutes into eating this pasta, I scrape the last bit clean, slurp it up Lady and the Tramp style, and the guy's like, congratulations, you're the first one to ever finish the pasta. I stand up and like my shirt is just drenched in sweat and tears. My lips are just like so swollen.
Yeah, you have the what is that trendy thing now that weird chicks do?
The bimbo lips thing. And
I'm hip, I know this.
So I got my picture on the wall, I got my t-shirt, I got my free month of pasta. I'm walking back to my room and I'm realizing that, like, you know how sometimes whenever you touch a pepper, you get like stuff on your hands, you're in your eyes, it stains.
Yeah.
Well,
it's like a cold hot.
Yeah, it's
almost
like a cold hot.
Kind of a shorted fatty.
That was happening in my stomach. So for the next 10 hours, I couldn't sleep. I just writhed in agony as my stomach was torn apart from the inside by all of these peppers. I just remember choking yogurt. It was the worst. Oh man. To be honest, it was the one time in my life I ever had a bad time after like spicy food.
Yeah.
So
if you want to,
I don't recommend doing that. But I did win.
Did you even get your picture on the wall, or was it just for the next week?
My picture was on the wall.
Okay, cool.
And eventually other people completed it as well. I just ended up doing it without knowing it was a challenge.
Yeah. Well, you were the catalyst.
Right.
It probably wasn't. The guy just decided, you know what? This is a challenge now.
Maybe so.
Yeah, if you want a good spicy time, head on down to Radio Coffee, yeah, the DD food truck there, mm-hmm, the Lab Mal.
Really excellent.
So nice. So good. So
if
good.
If I can ever,
yeah,
find parking
DD's there, awesome.
I'll do that.
Well, you know, beggars can't be choosers.
That's true.
You can order ahead, though. So you can order ahead, pull up, get it. So when you and Brett Cooper go on your eventual date to become Best Super, order ahead, get two things of the Lab Mal. Yeah. See what kind of spice she can take, and if she farts in front of you, she's the one. Everyone knows that. So,
if only that were true.
I mean, it could be true if you want it to. Awesome. Well, hey, we appreciate everybody
Thank
listening. We appreciate everybody being patient since this episode is a bit of a day late.
This is the first time
really
we've
quick.
Ever done it this way, so you know, there will be difficulties.
Second
but
time, total
if
transparency.
You like it, we'll do more.
We did this yesterday, yeah, and it was a disaster. So it's coming out now. But before we let you go, TexasPod.com. We have a new t-shirt up. We're going to have two more up by the end of the week. I'm really stoked on this one. It is a Straight Nelson 2024 t-shirt. We're getting political. We're going there.
We're digging in.
It's a great t-shirt. There's a bunch of different festivals coming up this summer. 4th of July is coming up. Election season's coming mm-hmm. up. Make sure you get the right gear with the Straight Nelson 2024 t-shirt. And before you all are like, they're too old to run for office, they're the exact same age as anybody else who has been president for the last 12 years. So let's not even get practical here. It's a joke. It's a fun t-shirt. Don't forget to follow us at Texas Pod. Subscribe to the YouTube channel where you can see this reaction video and the reaction videos that are to come. If you're listening, thank you for listening. Go watch as well, because you probably missed a lot of context, because all of this was very visual. I can't believe you're so dumb that you didn't switch over
Stop
to
making
YouTube
fun of
yet.
Our audience.
Buy a shirt. That's Hey, we're negging. It's called
is
negging.
That what that is?
Have you heard of it?
No.
Yeah, you know, when you see a girl and you're like, you're so dumb, you want to make out now?
Is that how you got Jenny?
That's exactly how I got Jenny. I called her dumb. And then ask if she wanted
to
make
you
out.
You know what? I'll go try that. I'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah. All right. Let me know how it goes. I'll see you Thursday.
See you Thursday.
See you Thursday. All right.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all. We
Did
got
we?
It.
I don't
Yeah.
'Can you still hear me? I still hear you. Is it recording? It's still recording.
It's saying stop. Mm. Maybe I have to.
There we go.
Tito's and Shannon.
Dude, that was way smoother.
It felt way smoother. It's still recording.
It's really?
Yeah.
It says stop it.
What does that even?
I don't even know what that means. I don't want to leave.
Right.
And then it in the recording.
Done. That would be terrible.
Or do we have to leave? I'm leaving this in if this is in the episode. Yeah, that was way smoother. It was worth